We're on Voice of the Valley with Cassidy Fulton, a senior at Valley City High School. Cassidy,
hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you originally from Valley City?
No, sir. I was born in Bozeman, Montana.
Wow. I thought I could hear that somewhere in the middle of Montana accent. That's great. That's great. And I have relatives in Anaconda, which isn't too far down the road.
No, right? It's not. No.
So, anyway, it's great country, big sky country. Anyway, you're a senior at Valley City High School, and you're a wonderful artist. I want to tell people you won Best of Show, and I mean the list goes on in the duck stamp competition with your artwork. I want you to say in your own words, what got you interested in the art? Have you been doing this since you were this high, or... Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, sure. I remember my mother telling me a story about a time I wasn't even speaking yet, but I grabbed into my diaper and I painted the walls with my fecal matter.
Really?
Sure. So I've been doing this for a while.
So that's really the genesis. That's the start of
yes,
it then, huh?
Yes, yep.
Wow, that's yep. incredible. Well, then... when you graduated from there, what was the next step? What happened then?
I just remember being in preschool and loving art and having playtime and working with paint and crayons and markers.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So you just have that natural ability then.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about how many pieces of artwork that you've done here in Valley City, and it's just an honor. You've done something that nobody else has had, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But tell us what you have done and how you did it. In other words, what type of material did you use to create your duck stamp?
Sure. For my duck stamp, I use acrylic paint, and I also used a technique where I used some water to blend in with my colors so they had a nice gradient scale. I started with painting my duck first, and then I did the water behind it, and... What's ironic is I put the pro in procrastination, you know. The night that it was due, I was up until 4 a.m, and I did the water last, and I finished it real quick.
No kidding. So you just barely, you beat the deadline for yeah. this competition?
Yes.
Oh, my heavens. Mm-hmm. That's, well, that's great.
Thank you.
Well, what was it like? I mean, you competed against many other people around the state, so mm-hmm. What does it make you feel like?
I feel very honored, and I'm humbly accepting my reward. I know the nice lady that got honorable mention, the runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
I know her. Her name's Megan Tickey. She's very sweet.
And she's from here, too.
Yes,
right?
And she's very talented.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what we do with our futures.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You're a senior, so what do you plan to do for your future?
I have a lot of things I'd like to do with my life. What I really want to do, my dream goals with my life, is to live in very many places, never be settled anywhere, and live and have a job for maybe 2 or 3 years and then move on. Not very many people do that. Normally they go to college, they have their career, mm-hmm. they pay taxes, and then they die, you know. But I just want to be, I want to do something different with my life.
It's great to do that when you're young. Now that I'm old, all I want to do is just... stay and under a chair, under a tree somewhere in the middle of Montana.
Sure.
And just relax and watch the sun go by, you know, in the mm-hmm. summer. I tell you what, but more power to you for
Thank
that.
You.
So you got, let's talk a little, let me let you brag a little bit. You got Best of Show, and what else did you get? You got, what is it called? North Dakota Juried Art Show Exhibit, Governor's Show? Talk
yes.
about that.
I did my self-portrait. For this high school, my teacher, Mrs. Callahan, she entered it into the Governor's Show, and it got first place. It's juried there. And, I just used watercolor, and I used a little bit of acrylic paint to cover up one mistake I made on the neck.
Okay.
It's my profile picture on Facebook.
Well, your artwork now is going to travel in the state exhibit of the 2016 North Dakota Duck Stamp Exhibit and the 2016 North Dakota Jury Traveling art show exhibit, Governor's Show throughout the state. And your teacher, Kelly Callahan, Mrs. Callahan, So this is the first time she's had a student such as yourself in all these categories.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So congratulations, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your teacher. How long have you known Mrs. Callahan, and what kind of an influence has she had on you?
I've known Mrs. Callahan for about 3 years now. I've known her longer than that, but had class with her. She's been a great influence in my life. She encourages me. She, you know, speaks highly of me. She helps me feel confident, you know, in my work that I do. And she's kind of my backbone and my support system in my art.
Mm-hmm. Well, many artists tell me that they wait for an inspiration. Are you no different than any of the other artists as far as when you get that inspiration to start to do the work?
Yes and no. I get inspiration, I mean, by inspiration, I mean assignments, you know. Mm-hmm. I get enough of those, and I want to do my best on every single assignment. And when they get loaded up, and I'm such a perfectionist that, I mean, I'm 6 assignments behind right now, but I'm doing it, you know. I'm gonna get them done. But I see a lot of inspiration in Instagram, people on Instagram that have mm-hmm. these posts of working really hard on perfecting their art. I get inspiration from that.
Well, does social media, it sounds like the answer is yes, but I have to ask it, what kind of a role does social media play for your work?
Oh, social media plays a great role in my work. I get to see all the different mediums and styles that people use, and I haven't quite figured out my own style because all of the things I've ever done, I've done acrylic and watercolor, I've done ceramics and pottery and just sketches in general, and it doesn't really have a theme yet, which is okay. I like it being all over the place, mm-hmm. but just to have like a mode and a mood to my art would be nice.
That's great. Anything else to add before we let you go?
Sure. Just thank you to everyone who's been supportive, and I appreciate everyone for the congratulations.
All right. That's Cassidy Fulton, a senior, and we will display this portion of the audio on NewsDakota.com and also some more of her artwork on NewsDakota.com. This is our edition of our Voice of the Valley, and I'm Steve Yernis reporting.